Can you talk a little bit about RFA for liver lesions and other local therapies?
Well, as you know, I was kind of one of the big proponents of RFA early on. We did a lot of the early studies in RFA. And RFA, I think, still has a role, although I'm using it less and less. Our own data, again, published from MD Anderson, when we looked at what happens to patients, you compare resection versus RFA, we found that the survival rate with resection was almost double that of the patients with RF. RF, the problem is if I resect a lesion, I know it's gone. I can pathologically confirm that the lesion is out and that I got a negative margin. With RF, I'm asking a piece of equipment to completely kill the tumor and any microscopic extensions that may exist around it. And those pieces of equipment are imperfect. Again, it is not an easy technique to learn. It requires a very good familiarity with liver anatomy and use of ultrasound to place the needles. And even then, even in my own hands, and I admit, if anything, over-treat, I get very frustrated because even in that scenario, we still had 5 or 6% of the patients who the tumors were incompletely destroyed. And in that scenario, we haven't helped the patient. We've left residual disease. The numbers presented by other groups who are not as cautious, not as meticulous, I've been flabbergasted by at times. They can be as high as 20 to 40%. They call it local recurrence. I call it what it is. It's incomplete treatment. And in that case, you've not helped the patient.
What are the complications or side effects with RFA?
There is about a 10% complication rate, and it's almost invariably related to damage to normal tissue. The one exception is obviously you can get an abscess in the lesion. That rate is very low, but it can happen. You can get an infection in the ablated lesion. The other complications tend to be damage to surrounding organs, damage to the stomach, damage to the colon, damage to the diaphragm. And then the one that's really the greatest fear of any of us doing this is damage to the bile ducts, where the patient gets either a biliary stricture or a biliary fistula.
Is there sort of a limit in terms of the size of a tumor that can be radiofrequency ablated?
Well, people have gone after some really big tumors with it if you've got the patience and the time to do it. Again, you have to overlap multiple zones. The larger the lesion, the greater the likelihood of incomplete treatment. Our own data showed that. We showed that once we started treating lesions more than 4 centimeters in diameter, the risk of incomplete treatment went up markedly. So I currently do not treat tumors bigger than 3 centimeters with RF ablation, simply because I do not believe the equipment can adequately handle them.